It's coming up to the 5-year anniversary since lockdown, and obviously that feels like so long ago and it feels like a distant memory, but I'm sure that it's still impacting on the health service. What's your biggest takeaway as we come up to the 5-year anniversary?
COVID was a huge thing for us all to go through as a society, as a country. I think the first thing is to reflect on the damage it struck to people's lives, the people who died before their time. I think that's my first reflection. It's a somber one, really. There were an awful lot of people who died or were seriously injured, were very ill, and are still affecting. It's still affecting their lives. So it's still an active issue for many people out there. There were some perhaps silver linings. You know, there was a real sense of community spirit through coping with the lockdowns, you know, working with schools, key workers, supermarket deliveries. You know, there were some really heartwarming things out there, that where people really looked out for each other. There was a real community spirit around many aspects of COVID, you know, looking after those who were shielding, supporting our key workers. And then the vaccine, as you say, was a real community effort, you know, involving obviously health service, but community, local groups, charities, restaurants. I think maybe we are more aware of those more vulnerable people in our society and are more cognizant of that. I think that sense of key workers is also a really interesting one, isn't it? You know, I think we really started to think as a society, who is key in our society? You know, it's people who take our bins away, you know, each week, people who keep our supermarkets running, people who deliver essential services. And yes, you might think fire, ambulance, NHS, but also other parts of society, you know, crematoria, supermarkets. We have a complex society that when one or two bits start to fail, it has big effects on us all. So key workers are still with us. We need our key staff. And it's a broader group of people than perhaps we used to think.
As a GP, do you feel valued in the community?
Oh, it really varies. I think most people still really value the system, the NHS as a whole. You know, it's and when surveys have been done, it's still hugely valued. And people who've seen health systems elsewhere in the world have seen how invaluable it is to have healthcare, free at the point of delivery. Yes, we pay handsomely for it. I think, yes, most people do still value it, and I do feel valued as a doctor working in the community. I think there are certainly frailties of the NHS at the moment in all parts of the NHS, and of course we have a new government. The government is preparing a 10-year plan for the NHS, which is looking to be published in early June, which is all about trying to improve the bits of the NHS which are not working so well. And on the front line, we do feel that. You know, we feel people's frustrations with the things that they expect that should be happening more efficiently, more effectively. Some of the technology changes which we've seen in the rest of society seem to be, you know, lagging behind in the NHS. You know, there's a lot that the NHS app can do. That's really fantastic. But similarly, there's a lot of, analog old world kind of communication styles, which you think, well, is that really needed still in 2025? So I think it's a mixed picture. Overall, I would say we are I feel valued, but we also feel people's frustrations with particularly, I think, hospitals are a real challenge at the moment. General practice appointments can be a real challenge as well. So I think it's a work in progress, which perhaps has always been the case. But I'm hopeful that I think a bit of a change at the top is going to start to bear fruit.